The special ten Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum. The special ten Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum. The special ten Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum. The special ten Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you back once again to our very special silsila, to our very special program in which we are going to be continuing our discussion with regards to those 10 blessed individuals, those 10 special individuals who received the glad tidings of paradise in this very world from the blessed tongue of our Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. But before that, let's listen to a blessing of reciting salawat and salam upon the best of creation sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Shaykh Abul Hasan Bistami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, I prayed to Allah Azza wa Jal to see Sayyidina Abu Salih Muazzin in my dream. My prayer was answered and I saw him in my dream in a very good condition. I inquired him, O Abu Salih, tell me something about you. He rahmatullahi alayhi replied, I would have been destroyed if I had not recited salat upon the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam in abundance. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam salatu wa salamun alayka ya Rasulullah. Alhamdulillah, in our previous episode we began our discussion with regards to the blessed life of Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And we looked at a brief introduction to his blessed life, that his kunya was Abu Amr in the days of ignorance, and then later on he became known as Abu Abdullah, but still his more famous kunya is Abu Amr. And his blessed lineage, as we discussed, that it connects with that of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's lineage in the fifth descent by Sayyidina Abd Munaf radiyallahu ta'ala an. And we also looked at his beautiful composition, his beautiful, blessed appearance. And let me read to you what At-Tabaqatul Kubra says about the blessed appearance of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala an. That Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala an was a man of the most graceful appearance and had an awe-inspiring personality. His height was medium and he had a lovely, handsome face with pinkish, white, glowing complexion. He had large cheeks, long ears, beaming and bright teeth, a broad chest, wide shoulders with a distance between shoulders, strong and impressive calves, rather long arms, curly hairs on his blessed head in conformity with the sunnah style, hanging below the ears. The blessed beard of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu anhu was thick like the blessed beard of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Mawla Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And thin skin covered with golden hair. Having such a handsome and awe-inspiring personality, yet Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was a man of modesty and shyness. Subhanallah. Indeed, what a blessed individual he radiyallahu ta'ala was. Now, today inshallah azza wa jal, we will look at his greatness in the light of the verses of the Qur'an and some of the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The scholars have stated that there are verses which were revealed with regards to his generosity. And inshallah we will discuss that when we discuss his generosity, because this is an attribute in the blessed life of Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu which stands out. you know, he was a well-off person. He was granted wealth by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he was not greedy with it. In fact, he obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and obeyed every commandment that reached him. And therefore, his main priority was the obedience to of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So be that in a way that he had to sacrifice his wealth or in any other means. But Sayyidina Sahal bin Sa'ad radiallahu anhu narrates another ayah which is linked with this incident. Is he says that once the beloved and blessed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, and Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, they were at the mountain of Uhud. Subhanallah. And suddenly the Mount Uhud started to shake. And the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Uthbut Uhud. O Uhud, be still. Be firm and still. Ma alayka illa nabi. O Siddiq. O Shahidan. Meaning, there is none other amongst you than a nabi. Or a Siddiq. Or two martyrs. Subhanallah. So from this blessed hadith, we learn a few things. That the command of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is established even upon the mountains. And that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was granted the knowledge of the unseen. He was granted the knowledge of the unseen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why he knew about the martyrdom of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu and Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala. And now Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, he was an individual. Now he knew that maybe a flowing stream could come to a stop. Maybe even a tree could shift from its place to another. Even, not just a tree, even a mountain might be able to move from its place. But what Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, because he was granted the knowledge of the unseen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he had stated would never be changed. For this reason, he radiallahu ta'ala an knew that what Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, it is going to happen and it is going to take place. Thus, he radiallahu ta'ala an would wait for his martyrdom, because he was told that he will be martyred. And with regards to this, a blessed verse of the Quran was revealed, فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ. Then there are some of them who have fulfilled their vows, and some who are still waiting. Allahu Akbar. And look at his obedience to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his greatness at the same time, that Hazrat Allama Ismail Haqqi rahmahullah ta'ala, in his very famous work, tafsir work, Ruhul Bayan, he states that there was a hypocrite residing in the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara. And he had a neighbor who was Ansari. You know, when the companions alayhim waradwan migrated from Makkah to Medina, so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam paired them up. And those well-off companions who took it upon themselves to help their brother. So they took it upon themselves to help their brother who has migrated. So those helpers, they are called the Ansari companions. So he was one of those Ansari companions, and he was a neighbor of this hypocrite. And now this hypocrite, his hypocrisy is not yet apparent to the people. This hypocrite, he had a tree, and the branches of those tree, this tree was sort of leaning towards the house of the Ansari, and its fruit would fall off into the house of the Ansari. So the Ansari mentioned this in the blessed court of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says to that hypocrite whose hypocrisy for the other people, it was not yet apparent. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to the hypocrite that give that tree to this Ansari in exchange for a heavenly tree, for a tree in heaven, for a tree in paradise. But that hypocrite, he refused to give this tree to the Ansari companion. When Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu became aware of this, and he heard of this, that the hypocrite has rejected, ma'azallah, this offer of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has refused to give a tree, his tree, to the Ansari in exchange for a heavenly tree. Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, he went and he gave that hypocrite a full garden in exchange for that one tree. He gave him a full garden and he bought that one tree from him and he gave it to the Ansari. Subhanallah. And then in praising Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu and criticizing the hypocrite, these few verses were revealed. سَيَذَّكَّرُ مَنْ يَخْشَى وَيَتَجَنَّبُهَا الْأَشْقَى الَّذِي يَصْلَى النَّارَ الْكُبْرَى. Soon he who fears will be admonished and the evil fated will be away from it. He who will enter the greatest fire. Subhanallah. مَنْ يَخْشَى, who fears. The scholars have stated that by that here it means Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And by أَشْقَى, the ill-fated, is meant the original owner of that tree, that hypocrite. So subhanallah, there are verses that were revealed with regards to the greatness of Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. Likewise, when we look at the blessed ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we come across many ahadith in which our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, and he radiallahu ta'ala and received a great amount of appreciation from the blessed court of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. For example, if you look at one great narration from narrated by Sayyidina Abu Musa radiallahu anhu, he says, كُنْتُ مَعَ النَّبِيِّ sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam فِي حَائِطْ مِنْ حَيْطَانِ الْمَدِينَ, that I was in a garden from amongst the gardens of Medina with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. فَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ فَاسْتَفْتَحْ, and then a man came and he sought permission for the gate. He asked for the gate to be opened. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ اِفْتَحْ لَهُ وَبَشِّرْهُ بِالْجَنَّةِ. The beloved Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says that open the gate of the garden for him. Open the gate for him and give him the glad tidings of paradise. فَفَتَحْتُ لَهُ, I opened the gate for him. فَإِذَا أَبُو بَكْر, it was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu who had come. فَبَشَّرْتُهُ بِمَا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ. So I gave him the glad tidings that the beloved Nabi صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم had given. Subhanallah. And then what did he do? فَحَمِدَ اللَّهُ, he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He glorified Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ جَاءَ رَجُلٌ فَاسْتَفْتَحَ, then another man came and he sought permission for the gate of the garden to be opened. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ اِفْتَحْ لَهُ وَبَشِّرْهُ بِالْجَنَّةِ, the beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, open this gate and give him the glad tidings of paradise. فَفَتَحْتُ لَهُ فَإِذَا هُوَ عُمَر, this time when I opened the gate, it was Sayyidina Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه. فَأَخْبَرْتُهُ بِمَا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ, I delivered to him what the beloved Messenger صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم had said. فَحَمِدَ اللَّهُ, and then he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ اسْتَفْتَحَ رَجُلْ, and then another man came who sought permission for the gate to be opened. فَقَالَ لِي افْتَحْ لَهُ وَبَشِّرْهُ بِالْجَنَّةِ عَلَى بَلْوَى تُصِيبُهُ, and then the beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, open the gate for him and give him the glad tidings of paradise due to that which will come upon him, which will inflict him that calamity that he will face. فَإِذَا عُثْمَان, this was Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. فَأَخْبَرْتُهُ بِمَا قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ, then I informed him of that which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has said. فَحَمِدَ اللَّهُ, then he glorified, thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ قَالَ, then he said, اللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانُ, Allah is the one whose help, whose assistance is sought at the time of difficulty, at the time of calamity. SubhanAllah. So we hear that these three blessed companions, alayhim ridwan, including Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu, were given the glad tidings of paradise in this narration. And as we are discussing the blessed lives of those 10 specific individuals who were given the glad tidings of paradise in this very world by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu, one of the greatest attributes that he possessed was his modesty, his haya. And even to the extent, there's a beautiful narration that Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha narrates. She says that once the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was resting in his blessed residence, and his shin was exposed, was uncovered. The cloth was moved from it. In the meantime, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu came. He sought permission to present himself in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him in. He came in, but the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed as he was, laying down as he was, and he conversed with Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, meaning he did not adjust his position or his clothing. And then Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu anhu, he came, he sought permission to come in, and he was given that permission by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so he came in. But as before, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued to converse with him, meaning his shin had remained uncovered. Then after this, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu anhu came, and he sought permission to come in. And as he sought permission to come in, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sat up and he adjusted his clothing for Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu. Subhanallah. After this, then Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu anhu was granted the permission to come in. Now, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha, she says that when these individuals had gone away, I asked the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the reason that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, my father, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu came, but you remained as you were. Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu anhu came, but you remained as you were. But when, meaning you did not even move, you remained as you were. But when Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu anhu came, you sat up and you adjusted your clothing. Subhanallah. Answering to this question of Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, he says, أَلَا أَسْتَحِي مِنْ رَجُلٍ تَسْتَحِي مِنْهُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ O Aisha, shall I not show modesty to that individual to whom even the angels show modesty? Subhanallah. This is the modesty of Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu ta'ala an. In the blessed narration of Tirmidhi Sharif, it is narrated by Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala an, that when the beloved and blessed messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was at the maqam, the place of Hudaybiyah, and he commanded, gave the command for Bay'atul Ridwan, the pledge of allegiance at that time, the oath that was to be taken. And at that time, Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu had been sent as a representative and as a messenger of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Makkatul Mukarramah. So the blessed companions, they took Bay'ah, they took their oath and the pledge of allegiance, they pledged their allegiance at the hands of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his own hand upon his hand, and he said, this is for Uthman radiyallahu anhu. So he did bay'ah for Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu anhu himself. And that was much greater, his hand was much greater for Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu anhu than all the other companions who had taken bay'ah from with their own hands. Subhanallah. To the extent that it is stated in the riwayah, فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam بِيَدِهِ الْيُمْنَى هَذِهِ يَدُ عُثْمَانِ The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his right hand, blessed right hand, and he says, this is the hand of Uthman. Subhanallah. So, Hadrat Shaykh Abdul Haq, Muhaddith Dehli, rahmatullah alayhi, he says that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has declared his own blessed hand, his own enlightened hand, to be the hand of Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu. And this is a significance, this is a greatness that is only specified to him. No other companion has been given this status and this honor. Subhanallah. What a great status Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu possesses in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the court of the Blessed Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So this is just a glimpse of the greatness that Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anh possesses in the court of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. To the extent that when we look at the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we see how much the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved him as well. These companions, they loved the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the depths of their hearts. They loved the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But at the same time, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expressed his love for his companions, particularly these blessed individuals who we are discussing. They were some of the early Muslims, and they gave a huge amount of sacrifices for the sake of Islam. So the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he says, Uthman radiyallahu anh is from me and I am from Uthman. Subhanallah. Another beautiful narration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He says that every Prophet has a companion, and my companion in Jannah, my companion in Paradise is Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu ta'ala anh. Subhanallah. Another beautiful narration says, by the intercession of Uthman radiyallahu anh, 70,000 people will enter Jannah without accountability, upon whom hell would have been binding, hell would have become necessary. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a part of that intercession of Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anh. Grant us entry into Jannatul Firdaus without any accountability. Ameen. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has also stated, modesty is from Iman. Modesty, haya, is from Iman. And the most genuinely modest one from my ummah is Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers, the foundation of modesty on which Iman is based upon was laid by Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu. And he radiyallahu anhu was definitely a man of distinctive and great characteristics. He was even far away from the evils during the pre-Islamic era of ignorance, as we heard in our previous episodes as well. So subhanallah, Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu, he relates his own qualities, as we heard that he says, I have neither sung any useless poetry or nor wished ever to do so during the pre-Islamic era of ignorance, and neither after embracing Islam. The right hand by which I took the bay'at pledge in the blessed hands of the most noblest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have never ever touched my private area with that hand. He radiallahu anhu further states, I fold my hands and limbs due to being shy of Allah azza wa jal when I take a ritual bath in the enclosed room. Subhanallah. This was the way and the manner of the modesty of Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. And this is a moment for all of us to ponder. Unfortunately, our lives are filled with immodest acts, immodest behavior, immodest conversation. Especially when a bunch of friends sit together, when a group of friends, a circle of friends sit together, they need a topic to come up with. You know, just have a think over that. The type of jokes that we come out with, the type of conversation that takes place in our friend circle, how much of it consists of immodesty? Immodesty, you know, even to the extent that if our parents or if somebody elderly and respectable was there, would we utter the same words from our mouth? And if we would not, then you know, we have to keep in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always watching us. He is always watching everything. So if we would feel shy to utter such words, say such words in front of a person of our family, or a respected person, an elderly person, then how will we be able to read these out, these sentences out on the Day of Judgment in front of the entire creation? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly grant us even a small droplet of the modesty that Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu ta'ala an possessed. And may we truly become modest and humble. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to continue to carry out good deeds, refrain from sins, and build the love of these companions alayhim ridwan in our hearts. Sallu ala al-habib صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم.
The special tense of Abbas رضی اللہ عنہ. The special tense of Abbas رضی اللہ عنہ. The special tense of Abbas رضی اللہ عنہ. The special tense of Abbas رضی اللہ.